With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. House is ready to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republican Representative Tom Cole tells reporters lawmakers are sending a message by trying to impeach Mayorkas.
I take the secretary at his word that he has been, following the policies laid out by the president. But I think members are frustrated. Nothing has been done. No responsibility has been taken. When you have a secretary telling you have operational control of the border when you know you don't, that's an unusual thing. And people have said they've had enough and they want to express it somehow. And this is the most obvious way to do it.
Cole says the numbers are not there for Mayorkas to be convicted in a Senate impeachment trial. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump has lost an appeal in the case charging him with plotting to overturn the 2020 election. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
The former president claimed he's immune from prosecution for any actions taken while in office. But a federal appeals court panel rejected that argument and ruled that Trump can face trial for actions related to the January 6th Capitol riot. A Trump campaign spokesman said the former president respectfully disagrees with the D.C. Circuit's decision and will appeal it in order to safeguard the presidency and the Constitution. At this point, an appeal could be made to either the U.S. Supreme Court or the entire U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Cairo, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pressing ahead with a diplomatic tour of the Middle East in his efforts to secure a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in exchange for the release of hostages held by the terrorists in Gaza. The Dow ahead 72 points, but the Nasdaq 19 points in the red. This is SRN News. A new look at religious freedom in an unexpected place.
Everyone knows about the awful persecution being applied to Christians in places such as North Korea or Iran. But the Family Research Council's Center for Religious Liberty has been looking at violations of religious liberty in Western countries. The FRC's new report finds nearly 170 incidents carried out against Christians over the past 3 years. They include fines for public prayer and pandemic church closures, and the U.S. tops the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
UN experts say the terrorist threat from radical Muslim groups remains high in conflict zones in Africa and Afghanistan, and threat levels have risen in some regions, including Europe. Part of the problem is governments that are weak and unable to bring the terrorists to heel. Christians are the primary victims of Islamic terror in Africa. This is SRN News. In Pontiac, a trial the nation is watching, deliberations continuing in the case of a Michigan mother charged with involuntary manslaughter and her son's deadly school shooting. Julie Walker has the update.
Six men and six women, many of them parents and gun owners, deciding whether Jennifer Crumley can be held responsible for her son's 2021 shooting that killed four students at Oxford High School. The jury asking the judge Monday if it could infer anything from Ethan Crumley not testifying or others not explaining how he got access to a gun. Prosecutors say Jennifer Crumley had a duty under Michigan law to prevent her son, who was 15 at the time, from harming others. She pled not guilty. Ethan Crumley, now 17, pleaded guilty to murder and terrorism and is serving a life sentence. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.